Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
Bedouin Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Bedouin Region Basketball Association.
Hello everyone, welcome to another matchup in the ARPA as we get set for the Viridian Gamblers taking on the Twin Leaf Storm here in Twin Leaf. I'm your host, AJ. Along with me is Alfred. Now, Alfred, this is going to be an interesting game of two teams that have so far been struggling this season.
Yeah, absolutely. This game is going to be very interesting to watch and see. Some of the highlight players on both of these teams, despite their efforts, have been struggling. You think, of course, with Twin Leaf having Gudra, Viridian having Scyther, among other players. And just overall, we want to see the impact that they have.
It'll be a fascinating game indeed here, as we get set for this matchup again in Twin Leaf, brought to you by Bedouin Region Sports here, the ARBA. Who's a player that you're looking out for in this game that might be going under the radar?
Well, I have to say, on Twin Leaf's side, one player that's popped out at me is Ampros. I think they've done a fantastic job of just making an impact on the game. Now, it's weird to look at, especially without the massive amount of games that other leagues may have. But you know, it'll be interesting to watch and see how exactly Ampharos, among the rest of Twin Leaf's team, how they operate in this game. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if the home field advantage plays an impact as well. You know, a lot of teams sort of separate themselves on different tiers and struggle in different aspects of it. Some teams are very good away teams. Some teams are very good home teams. It'll be interesting to see how that works here as well.
Crowd very excited here as we get set for this matchup. Again, the Viridian Gamblers coming to Twin Leaf to take on the Twin Leaf Storm. Crowd is packed. Everybody's in the stands today.
Well, absolutely. They want to see their hometown team come away with the victory. Both teams, again, struggling somewhat this season in that second tier.
The Gamblers, Hakafa Grigas, Go-Goat, Seismitoad, Scyther, and Glalie for the Storm, Serena, Ampharos, Decidueye, Snorlax, and Obstagoon. Those are their starting lineups in that order from point guard to center. We're about to get started. There is the throw. It is up. Twin Leaf wins the toss. Serena brings it up court for Twin Leaf now at the middle of the court. Pass over to Ampharos. Snorlax now on the outside of the three-point line. Inside to Obstagoon. On the near side, three-point inside. Snorlax dunks it in.
Great play there. The two-on-two operation there. The two-man operation between Snorlax and Obstagoon. They got the big man connection despite being outside.
Fagriga's going to try a three-point shot. It's off the mark. Obstagoon rebounds it for Twin Leaf, handed off to Decidueye. Inside to Ampharos, now standing at the top of the three-point line, gets a screen, drives inside, looking for a lane, an opportunity. Obstagoon pump fake, spin move, fakes a spin, fading shot is off the mark there. Snorlax, though, gets the offensive rebound, puts it up and in.
I keep repeating it a lot of times in a lot of these games, but offensive rebounds are the way the teams have been able to win these games. If you get those extra possessions, you get the win. It's that simple.
Pull up off the mark there for Viridian. Now it's Twin Leaf with another opportunity. Snorlax brings it up court. Cross court. Serena, three. No good. Glalie rebounds it. Over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad for Viridian. The three-point line waiting for a lane, an opportunity. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Pull up from the free throw line. Short. Gets the front of the rim. Snorlax rebounds it for Twin Leaf. Brings it up court. Snorlax stops at the three-point line.
Yeah, it's fun to see the big man actually stopping at the three-point line, getting the play, setting it up like a point center.
Serena with the ball now, going to the far side of the court at the bend, inside to Snorlax, posting up off the backboard. No good, though. Scyther rebounds it. Hands it off to Go-Goat. Go-Goat for Viridian. On the near side at the three-point line, waiting for an opportunity. Now to center court, drives inside. Spin move, tough shot, is good.
Yeah, great play there. That was a tough shot over two defenders, one in front, one behind, able to just toss it up there. A push-off on the ball rather than an actual shot, but able to go in.
Twin Leaf with the ball now, gets a screen, driving inside.
Inside to Snorlax, blocked. Obstagoon rebounds it, and it's good.
I'm not sure if that counts as a rebound or just a catch of a block, but great play there, not giving up the hustles necessary to keep this game on their side.
Scyther with the ball now, has a screen opportunity, decides not to go for it. Dukov-Agrigas, back out to Gogo, inside to Scyther, stepping back to the three-point line. Out to Dukov-Agrigas, on the near side, Seismitoad for three. Off the mark, Scyther with the dunk on the offensive rebound.
Yeah, great job there. So far, early on, this game is kind of similar to most games. Teams not shooting particularly efficient.
Snorlax with the ball inside on the post, step back, pump fake. Out to Serena to reset. Coming to the near side. Serena over to Decidueye at the three-point line. Takes the three. Off the mark, Scyther with the rebound.
Yeah, they're fighting hard for those rebounds. I think both teams understand that offensive rebounds are going to be how they win this game.
Seismitoad running across the three-point line now. Drives inside. Step back. Fakes the shot. Hands off to Scyther at the box. Tough pass to Dukov-Agrigas. Seismitoad. Scyther. Go, Goats. Dukov-Agrigas for three is off the mark. Obstagoon rebounding it. To Serena. Inside to Decidueye. The fast break opportunity. Over to Ampharos. A tough shot is blocked by Scyther, who grabs the board. Scyther pass up to Gogo. Gogo gonna drive inside. Tough shot. No good, but a foul. That's Obstagoon's first foul.
It's been a tight game so far. Hard defense. That's just an example of it right there. Obstagoon not particularly happy with the call. Well, it looked like it was a pretty clear indication of a foul there. As Gogo was going up for the shot, just clearly hits the hand.
Two free throw opportunities here with 8:15 left in the first quarter. Twin Leaf is up 6-4. These two free throw shots can tie the game back up this early. And the first one is good.
Yeah, looking at the teams, I'm surprised neither coach is doing any substitutions. We've sometimes seen one or two players get substituted in after the first couple of minutes, especially when there's a stoppage of time. But I guess this is very early for both of these coaches and their game plan.
Gogo's second free throw is good. And we've got a tie game here, 6-6 with 8:15 remaining. Ampharos brings it up court for Twin Leaf. As the ball drives inside, looking for a lane or an opportunity to go inside, now hovering around the three-point line at the far side bend over to Snorlax, posting up inside. Snorlax fakes the shot, gets it off the backboard. No good, though. Scyther plays some solid defense there. Scyther going to drive up court themselves, casually going. Dukov-Agrigas to Seismitoad on the far side bend. Dukov-Agrigas at midcourt. Over to Gogoat for three. Off the mark there. Obstagoon rebounds it. Now it's Ampharos with the ball. Ampharos looking for a lane here. Pull up mid-range. No good. Obstagoon rebounds it. Posting up. Spin move is good. And Twin Leaf has the 8-6 lead.
There's one thing I've noticed, actually, in this game. Gudra is on the bench, the highly touted first-round pick. I'm not sure if it's potential injury or some other sort of issue, but I'm surprised that they're not in the starting lineup, it seems.
Dukov-Agrigas with the ball now, over to Scyther. Pull up from threes, off the mark, short, Obstagoon with the rebound. Pass over to Decidueye, driving up court. Pausing at the three-point line, inside Snorlax, tough shot. No good, Scyther rebounds it.
It's been a fight between Obstagoon and Scyther inside. They've been fighting throughout this entire game.
Out to Scyther. Scyther at the three-point line. Pulls up from three. Off the mark. Decidueye grabs that board.
Wonder if they're going to continue to file in.
Pull up from three is off the mark there. Glalie grabs that board for Viridian.
Neither of the big men have been shooting particularly efficiently.
Seismitoad in the mid-range zone. Now double-teamed inside. Glalie pulls up on the shot. No good. Grabs their own rebound off the backboard. Misses again. Obstagoon board. Decidueye now running down court. Fast break. Serena from three. Off the mark.
Yeah, this looks like one of those games where we're going to be seeing some teams struggling to put ball in the basket.
Dukov-Agrigas now for Viridian. At the three-point line now. That ties the Seismitoad. To Scyther. Long two. Bang. Sinks it in. That was a clean shot there.
Yeah, the sound a basketball makes when it goes through the net. Just the net. Fantastic.
Storm call a timeout. We're tied at 8-all with 5:54 remaining. You're listening to the ARBA on Adored Region Sports. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
What if your purchases of games help support charities across the world? That's where Humble Bundle comes into play. Humble Bundle is a company that sells games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at great prices while also supporting different charities in the process. You're able to get games through their site, but their specialties are their bundles. Limited time, pay what you want offers, which can include so much stuff. Their bundles can be game bundles, ebooks to improve your skills, or even video and audio tools to take your creations over the top. If you're interested in these bundles or want to see what else is available, use the link in the description below. By using that link, a portion of your purchases will help support the content that I create across all sorts of shows. You can even modify the donation amounts on most products and customize how your purchase supports everyone. Again, use the link below and check out Humble Bundle today.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adored Region Sports. I'm AJ, along with me is Alfred. We saw some substitutions going in for both teams. For Viridian, it's primarily a substitution in the backcourt, while Twin Leaf does more massive substitution, I suppose.
Yeah, everybody but Obstagoon, I felt like, was substituting on Twin Leaf's side.
All right, now inside to Gudra, who's now in the game. Didn't start this game. Out to Obstagoon. Swallet. For Twin Leaf, 3 seconds on the clock. Grabs a screen. Pulls up mid-range. In and out. No good. Furfuru, though, with the putback.
Great job there, Furfuru. Much shorter of a player, but none of the big men were inside, so had the opportunity to get the offensive rebound putback shot. And was successful on that play.
Lely overdone Pheasant. Now Scyther with the ball. Staying in game. Again, the big men staying inside. Scyther. Spin move. Tough shot is good. What a play there.
Yeah, that spin move, funnily enough, went right through the defense. It was successful. That was a good play there.
I'm fascinated to hear exactly why Gudra was not starting in this game. I wonder if there's going to be news about that coming out as Windleaf tries to get a play set up. The screen, unsuccessful in evading the defender inside. Gudra going to take a tough shot. No good. It's the back of the backboard, I think. That'll be out of bounds. It'll be the Storm's ball.
Oh, we're looking at the play again, and it looks like that was a good block instead. I thought that went behind the basket.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing too, but turns out that's not the case. So Gudra's first shot is off. Looks like Viridian's going to start substituting their big men out. Or at least shifting around their positions. Twin Leaf just doing a massive lineup shift, at least. A few players coming in and out. Swallet going to inbound the ball. Over to Furret. Phalanx, pull up. Off the mark. Swallet able to grab the rebound across three people. Tough shot. Misses that one, though. Scyther rebounds it. Passing it up to Greedilly. Greedilly looking for an opportunity here. Streaking on Pheasant. Layup is good.
Yeah, with the fast break, you watch and see a lot of the fast breaks. You have the shorter players, like the point guards and shooting guards of all teams across this league, just driving as quickly as they can, because they're probably the faster ones as well. And so, great job there.
Looks like Phalanx with the ball on the outside, trying to find an opportunity. Over to Gudra, inside. Gudra, tough shot off the backboard is no good. Knocked out, great defense there. Over to Scyther, Scyther. Drives inside, Galarian Mr. Mime with the layup now.
Another fast break opportunity there, Galarian Mr. Mime being that player that gets the benefits of the 2 points on that one.
Now Furret, I believe, with the ball, looking for an opportunity here inside. Gudra posting up, using their strength inside. Tough shot off the backboard is good.
Yeah, there we go. That's Gudra. That's the player that we've been expecting. Been pretty solid up and down this season, I think, in my opinion. First game was rough. Second game, a lot better. Now we're going to see how successful they can be in this game. Probably somewhere in between, in my opinion. But, you know, the win is the end goal.
Pull-up jumper no good. Gudra with the board there for Twin Leaf. Drives up court themselves. Stops at the three-point line on the near side. Now pressuring inside. In the paint. Tough shot. No good. Grabs their own rebound. Pump fakes. Shot is missed again. Scyther, fantastic defense for Viridian. bringing it up court after grabbing that rebound to the outside. Unfezzed from three on the near side. Bang! It's a 17-12 lead for Viridian with 2:50 remaining.
It's exactly the type of play that they wanted. Be able to get that open three on the corner. Easy shot.
Felix pulling up from three. Off the mark. Swallow with the ball. Back out to Furfru. Furret to Gudra on the three-point line on the far side. Furfru. Furret, Gudra. Furfru again now driving inside a little bit. Swallow it in the paint. Layup is in and out. No good. Galarian, Mr. Mime rebounds it. Over to Knockdown now. Going to drive inside. Knockdown. Tough shot is good.
Yeah, they had to double clutch that one with the defense being played, but still able to get that shot going despite, you know, going down on their jump. Still good, though.
Looking for an opportunity here. Twin Leaf with the ball now. They're getting the play set up. Inside to Gudra, posting up again. Seems to be a play that Twin Leaf likes. Its shot is good.
Gudra doing a great job in this game. You know, very well done of just being, you know, posting up. It seems like Gudra today, the game plan is to have Gudra inside, posting up on the mismatch that they see.
And Pheasant back out to Scyther now for Viridian, who's up 19-14. Scyther drives inside, loses the ball. It'll be Gambler's ball as the steal almost made by Phalanx. So looks like there's going to be some substitutions here. Viridian making some changes to their lineup. Pavilion popping in, for example, on Viridian's side, among other players. Twinleaf not making any adjustments as of yet.
Yeah, with a minute 33 remaining, it looks like Twinleaf wants to keep the lineup they've got currently going on.
Knockdown going to throw it in for Viridian. And short to Cradillion on the near side. Stolen by Furfru. Driving up court, Furfru. To Gudra, pull up mid-range. In and out, no good. Cradillion rebounding it.
Yeah, Gudra, 4 points on 2-for-7 shooting.
Pavilion with a three-point shot is good. Viridian expanding their lead right now. They're up 22-14. Phalanx with the ball. Gets a screen. They get the switch they wanted, maybe. Phalanx stepping back now. Three-point line. Gets another screen. Inside. Phalanx. Step back. Pull up from mid-range. Is short. Swallet grabs the board. Gudra from three. It's no good. Cradillion grabs that rebound.
Already, Gamblers. Viridian Gamblers have 16 rebounds in this first quarter alone.
Pavilion. Looking for an opportunity to sight there in midcourt. Inside, knocked out. Layup is good. Right now, we're looking at a Viridian 24-14 lead with 31.9 seconds remaining. They go fast. Twinleaf might have a 2-for-1 opportunity. Not sure if they're going to try to take it here. Swallow with the ball. They decide not to. They're under that 24-second clock. Isolation. Looks like they're trying to set up the post play again to Gudra. And they stolen. I was going to say stolen, but that ball was tipped instead. Galarian, Mr. Mime with that tip. Now Twinleaf is going to make a couple of substitutions for what will likely be their last possession of this quarter.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting a lot of the bigger players in. This screams to me an inside shot. Or try to open up play for one of their three-point snipers.
Inside to Swallet. Swallet out to Phalanx at the three-point line. Gets a screen. Drives inside. Phalanx. Spin move. Pull up. No good. Galarian, Mr. Mime with the rebound. There's 6 seconds remaining. Driving up court. They're going to see if they can get something going. Scyther. Step back. Three-point shot. Off the mark. That's a brick, and that'll end the first quarter. Viridian is up 20-14. Will this be a runaway for Viridian, or will Twin Leaf come back? Find out. You're listening. The ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back with the second quarter right after this. Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We're watching the Viridian Gamblers take on the Twin Leaf Storm. And the Gamblers are currently up 24-14 at the start of the second quarter.
Yeah, the Gamblers, it's hard to say. It looks like it's more Twin Leaf has been inefficient rather than the Gamblers have been locking down on defense. It feels as though Twin Leaf has had opportunities to make their shots and they just have not been able to connect. They've had some open shots.
Inside. A layup is off the mark there, but Furret called for the shooting foul. Brad does not like it at all.
Oh, that was clear hit of the hand as that shot was going up from by Pavilion. Just drove inside. Oh, I thought they hit the shooting head. But Pavilion shot that with their left hand like a floater almost. The right hand was hit. Nevertheless, it's a shooting foul.
Meridian trying to add to their lead already. It's a 10-point lead early in the second quarter. And that first free throw shot is good. 25-14 with 11:53 remaining. Second free throw shot opportunity here. And it's good as well. Failings brings it up court. They got the point center action going. Feels like, right, Alfred?
Yeah, you know, it's either Felix or Snorlax, actually, that's bringing the ball up court, which is surprising.
Ferver now with the ball at the midcourt three-point line to the far side on Felix. Three-point drives inside, easy lane, and the dunk.
They forget about Felix. Felix is over 7 feet tall. It's not exactly a player that you could easily avoid. Looks like Viridian is going to bring some players in as well in the next stoppage of time.
Pass out Gray Dilly from three at midcourt. Bang! A clean shot there. It's 29-16 now, Viridian on top.
Windleaf also going to be making some substitutions here.
Burt with the ball. Over to Phalanx. Going to drive inside. Has a lane and the layup. No good, but a foul that's knocked out. Called for the foul there. The first shooting foul. And that'll be two free throw shot opportunities here.
Yeah, I was thinking, actually, the last stoppage of time, we got some word from our associates down at the bottom. Gudra dealing with a slight issue with their arm. That's why they weren't starting. They wanted to figure out exactly if they felt comfortable going into the game. This was something that they discussed previously, but Gudra expected to get the same amount of minutes, roughly, that they normally would get.
First shot is missed there. That's interesting to see. I know that was a point of discussion here, as it looks like there's some decent size substitutions here on both Viridian and Twinleaf side. Looks like Gudra staying out right now.
Yeah, I think the idea behind that is just not to make sure that they don't tweak it any more than they already have. Again, a minor issue according to what our associates downstairs are saying, but overall pretty solid. Nothing to worry about. I think that overall they'll have the same amount of minutes expected, assuming the game goes the way that they do.
Second free throw shot was good. Now spin move by Gogoat, who's bringing it up court, pull up on the shot, and that's good. A clean shot there.
Yeah, Gogoat's been a pretty bright spot for this Viridian team. 6 points on 2 of 3 for shooting. Not many attempts, but has been able to put them in when it has.
Ampharos with the ball now for Twinleaf over to Phalanx, who had made 1 for 2 free throw shots on that previous possession. Gets a screen. Decides not to do a pull-up back from three-point range. Off the mark, Snorlax with the rebound. Pulls their own layup shot, and that's good. Crowd trying to get into it. They're excited about this. There ain't Mr. Mime now with the ball to Gogoat. Onto Pavilion. Pavilion well behind the three-point line now. Over to Gogoat on the inside. Posting up. Drives inside. Off the mark. Grabs their own rebound. Puts the second shot. That's no good. Glalie. Gogoat now with it. Another missed opportunity. And Glalie with the dunk. That was a wild possession there.
Yeah, I think that counts as like 4 different offensive rebounds in the book. Well, that's a way to do it, I suppose. Viridian right now, by the way, shooting 46%. Twinleaf sub 30. That's where the clear difference in score is here.
Phalanx with the ball inside the post, struggling against Galarian Mr. Mime, I believe. Misses the shot. And Galarian Mr. Mime with the rebound. Shorter player wins that one. Pavilion having the ball up court. Inside, Mr. Mime with the dime. Galarian Mr. Mime puts it in for the layup.
Yeah, they've taken advantage of that open lane inside, especially on those fast breaks, and as a result, been able to score a lot of points from inside the paint. Not quite where Galarian Mr. Mime is expected to be in this type of lineup.
Off the mark there is Phalanx. Gogo with the rebound, I believe. And now Pavilion with the ball. Drives inside. Out. 3. Off the mark. I believe that was glaring Mr. Mime with that three-point shot. Sidhuai now with the ball. Inside, Snorlax pulls up from the free throw line. It's short, hits the front of the rim. Glalie with the rebound. Over to Seismitoad now. Outside to Gogo. Gogo is going to drive inside. Off defense there. The layup shot by the hook is no good. Serena, great defense, grabbing that board, driving up court themselves.
Gogo right now, 6 points on 2 of 7 shooting, has 3 rebounds, which has been a lot of their impact, just grabbing those boards. A lot of these players have, in fact.
Phalanx at the three-point line now. The drive inside. That's going to be a reach-in foul on Glarian, Mr. Mime, who was guarding. Their first personal foul. Second team foul, Pavilion coming in, or Pavilion going out, sorry, in lieu of Kafagrigas for Viridian. On Twin Leaf side, looks like Phalanx and Snorlax going to be shifted around a little bit. Twin Leaf going to throw the ball in for an opportunity. Obstagoon misses the three. Glaring Mr. Mime rebounds it. And Gogo with the ball over to Kafagrigas. They're going to drive inside. Off shot. No good. Decidui rebounds it. Get up court, out inside to Ampharos, step back, mid-range. In and out, hits the rim twice, no good. Glaring Mr. Mime with the rebound over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad looking for lane outside, Go-Go on the far side, corner three. They pass out to Glaring Mr. Mime, trying to reset the play. Now to Go-Go at the logo, over to Kafagrigas. Kafagrigas now running to the far side, over now to Glaring Mr. Mime on the inside, pulls up, three-point shot, no good. Ampharos brings it up court. Serena tries to pass it. It's no good. That's out of bounds. It'll be Storm Ball.
Yeah, it looks like that pass was hit by the leg of one of the defenders on Viridian's side. Might have been Go-Go. Not 100% sure there. But nevertheless, Decidueye going to bring it in for Twin Leaf.
Decidueye inside to Ampharos. Nearly loses the ball. Now back out to Serena to reset. Over to Decidueye on the near side. Let them go on one-on-one. Play out. Serena pulls up from three. Hits the back of the backboard. No good. Go-Go. Or hits the back of the rim, I suppose. Kafagrigas inside. Viridian misses it. Serena now with the ball. On the far side of the court now. Guarded extremely closely. Going to drive inside. Serena nearly loses the ball. Tough shot off the backboard. No good. Go-Go. Great defense grabbing that block. Or grabbing that rebound, sorry.
Go-Go now. Interesting to see what they do with the ball here.
Go-Go can drive inside. Missed the mark. Obstagoon called for the foul, though. That's their second foul. Not liking that one bit.
Yeah, that was a tough play there. I guess they were kind of forced to foul. Otherwise, there would have been an easy opportunity for the layup, but... as they got the two free throw shots here, we've noticed throughout the entire league, no team has a particularly fantastic free throw shooter. Everyone's bound to miss one or two.
That first one's not the case. That first one is good. Looks like Unfessed is coming in for Kafagrigas. No changes on Twin Leaf side. Right now, the score is 36-19 with 6:47 remaining. Go-Go, second free throw shot is on the mark. 37-19 now.
Yeah, an 18-point lead is going to be tough to see, but we've seen comebacks like this. Looks like the Storm are going to call a timeout.
You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back after this timeout. Meridian up 37-19 over the Twin Leaf Storm.
Are you interested in getting indie games directly from creators? Well, look no further than itch.io. Itch.io is an open marketplace that allows independent digital creators to sell the content they've created. You'll be able to find the most unique and interesting creations throughout the web. With a wide range of free and paid content, you'll be sure to find something that interests you. Itch.io operates on an open revenue sharing model, so sellers are able to continue with their productions without fear of financial complications. If you're interested in checking them out, use the link below. Adding the code in the description to the end of the itch.io URL supports the content that we create here. Check out itch.io and make sure to add the code to the end of the URL to support the show. Thank you for supporting us and for supporting independent creators across the world.
Welcome back. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. You're also listening to this specific game. Viridian Gamblers on top of the Twin Leaf Storm, 37-19 with 6:43 remaining in the second quarter. This great day. Snorlax tries a long two. It's off the mark. Now Viridian with an opportunity to score. Go-Go grabbing that rebound at the far side. Three-point line bend. A drive inside at the paint. Back out to the far side. Mid-range shot. Off the mark, Obstagoon with that rebound. Over to Serena now.
Storm have not scored in the last 4 minutes.
That ends here with the Ampharos dunk. Great pass by Serena inside Ampharos, streaking in. Score update, by the way, Viridian up 37-21 with just over 6 minutes remaining. Go-Go pulls up mid-range, is off the mark. Ampharos rebounds it for Twin Leaf.
Thought the first second they were full court pressing there, but that's not the case. Defense a little slow there on Viridian side.
Obstagoon with the ball now, far side. 3-point line bend, looking for the player to get open. Zed gets a double screen now, drives inside. Snorlax with the dunk and the foul! Galarian, Mr. Mime, going for the foul there. A great play by the two big men.
Yeah, great job there. Snorlax doing a fantastic job of driving inside to the basket. As soon as that double screen was set up, it was a great play design. They get the double screen set up, so there's really three options. You could go outside for the three-point shot, pass it outside, pass it inside for the dunk, which is what they did there, or keep the ball yourself, especially when there are two defenders on that three line there. It's like an option play in football. One of those plays will work out best. In that case, it was the dunk, and they got the and one to go with it.
Snorlax's free throw attempt is good. And it's a 13-point game now, 37-24, Viridian on top. We were mentioning this previously, we've seen comebacks happen in this league. Is this an opportunity for one on Twin Leaf's side?
It's a long ways away, there's a lot of game plan left.
Go-Go, tough shot. Off the mark, Ampharos with that rebound on Twin Leaf's side, brings it up court. Crowd getting into it. Ampharos. Waiting for a play to set up. Looks like they're trying to get the post open. Sides against it now, passing it inside. Snorlax on the far side in the paint. Layup is good.
Snorlax today, 11 points already. 10 of them inside the paint. They're on pace for a pretty solid game today.
Glalie with the ball now for Viridian. Up to Scyther on the far side. Three-point bend. Gets the double screen. Goes inside. Now back out to Glalie. Lately over on Pheasant on the near side. Out mid-court, drives inside, Go-Go dunks it in.
Is that a standing dunk? You don't really see standing dunks in the league, but Go-Go was just standing still underneath the basket, pass inside, just hops up. Go-Go, I know, has major hops, massive vertical.
Looks like an isolation until the play gets developed here. Dudra. Back of the game, posting up again. They've been doing this a lot this game. The hook shot is good.
Yeah, Gudra already, not great percentage-wise, 3-for-9, but a solid 6 points to add to Twin Leaf.
The Glalie now. Glalie out to Unpheasant, who immediately screens for it. Unpheasant step back, fakes the shot, over to Glalie now. Pulls up, long two is off the mark. Snorlax with the board. Bring it up court, Snorlax. Stops at the 3-point line, now drives inside. Fakes the pass. Tries a mid-range, is off the mark, Scyther. Grabbing that board over to Seismitoad. Sees the lane, drives inside, tough shot. Misses it, but a foul, that's Serena. Calling for the foul there, and Seismitoad's gonna head to the line for two free throw shots.
Yeah, just as this game is getting a little bit closer, Viridian only with an 11-point lead. We were talking about it being 18 two or three minutes ago.
Take a break.
Foul right here. And then can you know, slow the momentum down on Twin Leaf's side and reset this. Also looks like there's going to be some massive substitutions on both teams. See two Viridian players and three Twin Leaf players coming in now.
Sure enough, for Viridian, the lineup shifting. Zealot, it looks like they're trying to go a little bit smaller on their side. And for Twinleaf, there's some player shiftment. Seismitoad's second shot is good. 41-28 with 3:38 remaining. Furret brings it up the court.
Viridian right now, we've been talking a little bit about no real good free throw shooters. Viridian as a team shooting 8-for-8 on free throw attempts. 2-for-3 on Twinleaf's side.
Furret pass inside to Gudra. Back out to Furfuru. Obstagoon at the edge of the box. Furret, Gudra, 3. In and out. Obstagoon with the offensive rebound put back.
Yeah, great job by Obstagoon being inside, making sure that they go in. No team has really had a fantastic three-point shooter, so when a three-point shot is attempted, you want to have that defender, or that offensive player inside to make sure they can get that rebound in case that shot is missed.
A great pass by Scyther. Or a great pass to Scyther. My mistake there. What a play there.
Yeah, I believe that was Unpheasant. Just a behind-the-back toss. Viridian's already got double-digit assists today.
Looks like drive inside. Layup is off the mark, but Scyther is calling for the foul there. That's their first personal foul, but fourth team foul. Getting dangerously close to the bonus. This will be two free throw attempts for Obstagoon here as Viridian is up 43-30 with 2:42 remaining.
Yeah, the looks like a Viridian player is about to come inside after this first free throw attempt. But Twinleaf has been slowly and carefully cutting down that lead that was gained in that first quarter.
First shot is good. And sure enough, looks like there's going to be a little bit of a shift here. Glalie coming in for Seismitoad. They're getting a little bit of a bigger lineup now, Viridian is. Second shot for Obstagoon.
Twinleaf as a team right now, I believe, is shooting 3 of 4 on free throw attempts, not as many as Viridian.
Puts it in, and Obstagoon brings it up to now 4 of 5. Both teams shooting pretty well, and again, limited free throw attempts. Viridian with the ball now, over to Scyther. Scyther is spinning around at the 3-point line, looking for an opportunity, drives inside, has the lane, and the layup is good.
Scyther already today, 10 points on 50% shooting, has been a positive influence on this team, of course, judging both by their plus-minus score in double digits and also the fact that they have a double-digit lead.
Inside, Gudra deciding to post up again. Can they win this one? Fading back. Step back. Sinks it in. That is Gudra right there.
Oh, a sensational shot by Gudra. That's a tough play, a step back after the spin. You're fading even further back. Gudra sank that in like it's a business.
If it's knocked down with the ball on Viridian's side, the isolation now. Play developing out on Pheasant for 3. No good. Obstagoon rebounds it. Furfur bringing it up court for Twinleaf now. They can bring this lead back to single digits. Inside, Gudra, tough shot. No good. Grabs the rebound and puts it in.
We were getting a lesson from some of the big men going and grabbing their own offensive rebound on the layup shot. The 9-point lead now that Viridian has.
Crowds into it now. Knockdown. Back out to Unpheasant at the logo. Drives inside. Unpheasant runs over a player and dunks it. What a play.
That was sensational right there. We literally ran over the defense. I think trying to get a charge as the Storm call a timeout.
Viridian's up 47-36 with just over a minute remaining. You'll be back listening to the ARBA and Adoran Region Sports right after this.
Finding an enjoyable activity for a party can be a difficult task. What if there was a place where you could find an adventure for your group? This is where Mystery Locks comes in. Mystery Locks provides printable escape rooms of all levels, from quick and easy experiences to complex adventures. Over their 5-year journey, Mystery Locks has sold over 13,000 adventures and is trusted by over 10,000 customers, so you know that they are a quality product. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee and exceptional customer service, you'll be able to get a game that fits your needs. Use the link in the description below and find your next adventure today. Again, check out Mystery Locks with the link below and find your newest adventure today.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Twin Leaf about to inbound the ball. They're down 47-36 on the Viridian Gamblers. Swallet with the ball now. We're just under a minute remaining. Swallet, spin move, trying to drive inside. Not finding a lane, a tough play. Loses the ball over to Furfuru now. 6 seconds on the clock. Furfuru, not to Swallet. Pull up mid-range. No good, but a foul. That's Scyther calling for the foul there. That's their 15th foul. Twin Leaf now on the bonus for these last 46-ish seconds.
And you can see the coach is not happy about that. That wasn't even an intentional foul or even a tough foul right there. That was a clear avoidable foul. The defender jumps inside. This will be two opportunities here for a Twin Leaf team that has been storming back, to use their name.
First free throw shot is good. Now a 10-point game here. Viridian up 47-37. Again, with 46 seconds remaining. So overall, what's your expectation? What's your overall thoughts about the first half?
Viridian had a fantastic first quarter overall.
Looks like that second shot was good. His second shot was missed. Lely grabbing that board.
Brody had a great first quarter and then started letting Twin Leaf slip back in. But Twin Leaf carry this momentum over from the second quarter.
Lely, tough shot off the mark. Phalanx with the rebound. To Furfuru. Just over 24 seconds, drives inside. Goose Swallet with the layup is good. 20.5 seconds left. Brody now trying to find some points to go into the second half with. Go into halftime with, basically. Looks like they're just going to wait at the three-point line, get the play started when the right time is there. That's a motion. Gets the pseudo screen, pulls up from three, misses it. That'll do it. Not able to get the rebound in time as Twin Leaf. Viridian is up 47-37 at halftime, like you were saying. Quick thoughts about the first half.
Yeah, right now, we'll see if halftime changes this, but right now, Twin Leaf has all the momentum despite being down by nearly double digits. We'll see what they're able to do when going into the second half and how they're able to adjust that sort of thing. For Viridian, they had a great first half and were starting to do pretty well in the beginning of the second quarter and just kind of fell apart. Overall, it's good for the win, but more points is better, but they got to find a way to continue that.
We'll be right back with the second half after this.
Interested in directly supporting the creations of Adoran or Anaru, that's me by the way, why not check out my Ko-Fi page? All tips and donations from Ko-Fi help financially support me and all of the solo projects that I work on. If you're interested in supporting me and getting some sneak peeks on the content that I make, check out the Ko-Fi page below and make a one-time or monthly donation. If you know about the new show that's coming soon, exclusive content will be available on Ko-Fi in the coming weeks for Ko-Fi members. Once again, supporting me on Ko-Fi helps to support me directly. Thank you for joining and supporting my creations. Hello everyone! Join me on Adoran Talk Sports, a podcast focusing on real-world sports and the teams in them. Adoran Talk Sports aims to talk about every single team in the sport being discussed, and you'll hear all about the NFL, NBA, and more. From the minute details of the sports offseason to the biggest moments of the biggest games, you'll want to check out Adoran Talk Sports for a unique point of view and discussion unlike any other show out there. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts through the link below.
Welcome back to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Viridian up 47-39 over the Twin League Storm as we get set for the beginning of the second half. Big player of the game so far.
Well, based on that second quarter, I gotta say Snorlax was already in double-digit points in this first half. We'll only carry that over into the second half. We'll see how they're able to operate from there.
Viridian with the ball now. Viridian now going from left to right as they get started with this game. Scyther with the ball, looking for a lane.
The
The pull up from the free throw line is off the mark. Serena with the rebound. Pass up to Snorlax. Looking for a lane inside, has it. Short shot is good. His lead now, it's a 6-point lead.
Yeah, Snorlax right now in 16 minutes, 13 points, shooting 46% as a center. Pretty solid in this league.
Seismitoad with the ball now for Viridian over to Confagrigus. Driving inside. It's a switch that they didn't like over to Gogoat now. Back to Confagrigus, pulls up from three. Off the mark, Glalie with the rebound. The putback is good. Viridian now up 49-41 now. Serena bringing it up court. Over to Snorlax now at the 3-point line. Out to Obstagoon on the far side, bringing it up to the midcourt. Now to Snorlax inside. Snorlax looking like they're trying to find a lane to post up. Over to Ampharos on the far side, 3-point corner. Drives inside. Tough shot. No good. Obstagoon with the rebound and the dunk.
A great play there. Obstagoon now in double digits. 10 points, 8 of them inside the paint. And I think all 8 of those are within that restricted zone area of just, you know, right next to the basket. If it feels like it, at least.
Gogoat now with the ball for Viridian inside. Spin move, tough shot, loses the ball nearly. Scyther gets fouled by Snorlax on that shot attempt. Crowd not liking it.
Yeah, when watching this play, though, that's a tough call. It looked like Scyther was able to strip that ball out cleanly. Or sorry, the Obstagoon was able to strip that ball out cleanly, but Scyther heading to the line here for 2 shots. Yeah, I kind of agree with the fans. Generally speaking, I think the refs have been solid in this league, but that one I feel like is a blown call.
First free throw shot is missed, and now I can think of something that Obstagoon is saying in their heads right now. Ball don't lie.
Yeah, absolutely, ball don't lie. The second shot is missed, that's definitely a ball don't lie in this situation here.
It's like their second shot is good. Now it's a 7-point game. Viridian up 50-43 with 10:17 remaining. Twinleaf has a reminder going from right to left. Ampharos with the ball now hands off to Obstagoon. Obstagoon at the free throw line drives inside. Loses it. Gogoat able to grab that loose ball. Pulls up from three. No good there. Decidueye grabs that rebound.
Gogoat right now 10 points but on 3 of 12 shooting.
Pass inside to Snorlax was tipped, but able to grab it and put it up and in. It's only a 5-point game now, as a reminder. So halfway through the second quarter, it was an 18-point deficit. Scyther with the ball now at the 3-point line, drives inside. Top shot off the backboard is off the mark. Snorlax with that rebound. Bring it up court, has a lane and an opportunity. Inside Obstagoon, streaking and grabs it in. Looking at a 3-point game here.
Yeah, Twin Leaf's energy, gamblers are going to have to call a timeout. Twin Leaf's energy has just been magnificent.
Viridian up 50-47 with 9:21 remaining. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back after this. Adoran Region Sports and the ARBA is brought to you by Not a Scratch, a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon TTRPG actual play podcast that I run. Join us as we travel across the Alcast region, a fan-made region where Pokemon and only Pokemon exist. This region is under attack, however, and only one group can save the day, the Recruits of the Lost. Join us wherever you listen to podcasts as we follow our adventurers and see if they can save the world before it's too late. Worried about catching up? Don't worry. Use the ARC summary episodes, designed to provide you the information you need to catch up to the current action. Support Not a Scratch on Patreon and get exclusive content adding to the experience, or get merch through the link below and support the show from there. You can use the code that's exclusive to ARBA fans, ARBA5, and get $5 off of any order that's over $50. Check out Not a Scratch today. And we are back. Viridian up with a slim lead, a 50-47 lead over the Twin Leaf Storm with 9:21 remaining. Gamblers coming back after a timeout.
Yeah, right now the Gamblers have to stop the bleeding. They had a big lead halfway through the second quarter, and ever since then, though, slowly been losing it.
Viridian with the ball now over to Glalie. Lely looking for an opportunity here somewhere. Stepping back to the three-point line now. Over to Konfigurakis on the near side. Gets the screen. Konfigurakis pulls up from three. Tough shot. Lely grabs the offensive rebound. Blocked by Obstagoon. Crowd into it now. Serena. Over to Decidueye. Passing it around. Obstagoon with the ball on the near side. Drives inside. Loses it. Scyther with the steal. Brings it up court. Scyther. Pass out. Go-go for three. Bang! That'll be a band-aid at least for a couple of minutes. That three-point shot there by Viridian.
Snorlax.
Snorlax looks like they were limping a little bit there. Obstagoon, mid-range shot, no good. Snorlax grabs a rebound, dunks it in, a ferocious dunk.
No, never mind. Never mind about the limping there. They're able to jump up that hard and that powerful of a dunk. Oh, they look fine to me.
Scyther with the ball now. Screen, nope. Pass out to Konfigurakis at the three-point line on the mid-court area. Over to Seismitoad on the far side. Pass, go-go, three-point shot. No good. Snorlax with the rebound.
Yeah, right now, Twin Leaf has 13 offensive rebounds. That's been how they've gotten back into this game.
Over to Snorlax, Decidueye on the far side. Obstagoon posting up on the far side. Step back, mid-range. No good, Go-Go with the rebound on that missed shot there. On the far side of the court, Go-Go. Now to mid-court three-point area. Over to Seismitoad. Seismitoad looking for an opportunity there. Go-Go, Glalie on the near side to Konfigurakis. Lely somehow grabs that Seismitoad, pulls up a contested three. No good. Go-Go able to put it back in.
Now right now, the scoring lead is Snorlax 17, 8 for 15 on shooting. Go-Go's 15 points on 5 for 15 shooting. Both right now have been big for each of their teams.
Ampharos now with the ball for Twin Leaf. Gets a screen, drives inside. Decides to pass up on the attempt. Now it's a three-point shot by Obstagoon off the mark. Konfigurakis grabs that rebound. Looking for an opportunity. Pass out. Seismitoad. Back to Konfigurakis. And off to Scyther at midcourt. Over to Glalie. Back to Scyther. Scyther gets a screen. Drives inside. Scyther with the layup. Graceful layup. And Viridian starting to expand this lead.
Yeah, Scyther's also on double-double alert. 13 points and 9 rebounds. Storm are going to call a timeout now, trying to see if they can get back into this.
Rating up 57-49 with 6:20 remaining in the third. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back after this.
Now, if you know me, you know I'm personally a big collector of all sorts of games and items and want to make sure that I get quality products when I order online. One type of item that I enjoy collecting when I have the chance are pins, and I've got a small collection that I'm aiming to grow over time. This is where Pinfinity comes in. Pinfinity prides themselves on their Pinfinity promise. 100% official pins, speedy support, and exceptional service. They've got items from all sorts of categories, from film and TV shows like Power Rangers and My Little Pony, to gaming pins from Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, Street Fighter, and more. Using their free mobile app, you'll be able to use their augmented reality platform to make your pins come to life. Pins will play video and animation, audio tracks, access to downloadable content, and more. If you want a pin for yourself, use the link in the description below for Pinfinity and get yourself a pin that will come to life before your eyes.
Welcome back to a game already in progress right now as Viridian is on top of Twin Leaf 57-49 with 6:20 remaining in the third quarter. Twin Leaf was coming back and nearly had this game tied. It was as little as a three-point deficit, but right now, it's an eight-point game, Viridian on top. Twin Leaf with the ball now, Furfuru. Going from the far corner to midcourt at the paint. Nearly loses the ball, has to pick it up. Back out to Obstagoon to reset. Now back to Furfuru on the near side. Pass inside to Obstagoon. Tough layup is off the mark. Glalie with the rebound. Pass up to Pavilion. A pass on Pheasant. Three. That's an air ball. Glalie. Glaring Mr. Mime, sorry, with that rebound, but no good. Phalanx with the rebound over to Smollett now, who's going to bring it up the court. Smollett. Out to Obstagoon, pulls up from three. No good there. Phalanx able to grab the rebound and gets the layup, though.
Yeah, great job there by failing. Somehow, I think they took that rebound with one hand. What an impressive grab. And again, Felix's hands are huge.
Laylee for three. Off the mark there. Felix grabbing another rebound with one hand there. Gudra. Pass up to Furfuru. Gonna drive inside, step back. Shot off the backboard is no good. Obstagoon with the rebound and the layup is good. Obstagoon cleaning up the mess.
Yeah, right now, Obstagoon 14 points, 12 of them in the paint. And again, so many of those shots have been inside that restricted zone.
Inside to Pavilion. Crowd getting into it now. Pavilion facing up now. Now posting up. Back to Knockdown for three. It's no good. Gudra grabs that rebound.
Gudra's name very quiet. This might be an opportunity, though. Gudra to make some noise.
Furfuru inside. Layup shot is good. It's a two-point game. Viridian 57-55. With 4:45 now remaining in the third quarter, Unpheasant with the ball. Out really into it now. Unpheasant gonna drive inside. Sides notches back at the three-point line on the far side of the court. Inside, posting up is Glalie. Makes a couple shots inside, gets the foul. Didn't even get the shot close, but that's Obstagoon's third foul. Glalie is gonna head to the line for two free throw shots.
Ooh, that was a good play there by Glalie, trying to force the shot there. Kind of drove into the defender. He decided to call that on Obstagoon instead. I'm telling you, so far in this game, Twin Leaf has put up a massive fight, but each time momentum is gained on Twin Leaf's side, Viridian able to pull out a clutch foul opportunity.
First free throw shot is good. And looks like there's going to be a couple of substitutions here, or at least some line shifting. Cradilli is coming in on Viridian's side. For Twin Leaf as well, a massive line shift or substitution. Here comes a second shot for Glalie. And that is good. Viridian able to put a little bit of breathing room now. 59-55. 4:27 remaining in the third quarter. Gudra with the ball at the three-point line over to Furfuru, fakes a pass. It's almost an isolation sort of thing. Out to Phalanx now at the three-point line, gets a screen. Drive inside, Phalanx, tough shot, is good. What a play there.
Well, that was a great shot there. Twin Leaf in this game, first quarter 23%, second quarter 45%, third quarter 56%. This is how their comeback has come back.
Comeback has come back indeed. Pavilion with the ball now, tries a shot, has an open lane, pulls up, sinks it in.
Yeah, they forced the Phalanx there to jump on that shot attempt. Right now, both teams shooting roughly 37-38%. They're about even. Phalanx has the ball.
They drive inside, and gets the easy layup.
Yeah, they just lost Glalie on the screen there. And then Phalanx goes across the baseline from the near side to put it in.
Dilly with the ball now on the near side. Ben gets a screen. They drive inside themselves. A tough layup. Off the mark. Grabs their own rebound. That shot is no good. Furfuru able to grab a knockdown on Viridian's side. Nearly had a shot at that offensive rebound. Unable to do so. Furret on the near side. Up to Phalanx. Phalanx hump face. Gets the jump. Free throw shot is off the mark though. Dilly grabs that board for Viridian. Neither team scoring all of a sudden. The far side looking for an opportunity, gets the pseudo screen, spin move, step back, double teamed at one brief second, gets the jump, unable to do anything. Glalie now pass out Pavilion inside to Knockdown to Cradilli, pull up at the free throw line is off the mark. Glalie grabs a rebound and puts it back up in for Viridian. They continue to keep this slim lead. Viridian up by 4 points, 63-59.
Yeah, now all of a sudden both of these teams are fighting at equal level. One, you know, felt like one couple of minutes it's one team, 1 minute it's the other team, and now they're both fighting at that same level.
Inside to Gudra, posting up. This has been a successful play overall in this game. A tough shot around the rim and no good. Galarian Mr. Mime with some good defense there. Pavilion now with the ball for Viridian, gonna drive inside. Pass back to Galarian Mr. Mime. Pavilion, Cradilli at midcourt. Hands it off to Galarian Mr. Mime at the logo. Now driving inside. Galarian Mr. Mime inside the Pavilion. Layup shot is good. Twin Leaf. Or sorry, Viridian adding to their lead. Ailing's bringing it up court for Twin Leaf now. Logo just waiting for an opportunity here. Pass inside Gudra with the lane. Layup shot is no good, but gets the foul. That's Galarian Mr. Mime's third foul.
Yeah, both of these teams, I feel like, but especially Viridian, have been exploiting fouls to their benefit.
Shoot two. Two free throw shots here for Twin Leaf. Right now, Viridian up 65-59. With 1:41 remaining, comes the first free throw shot. It's good. And it looks like there's going to be a little bit of a line shifting here. Furret's coming off the court. For example, it's part of a massive shift for Twin Leaf. There's a little bit of an adjustment on Viridian's side. Gudra's second shot is good.
Yeah, at the very least, looking like that arm issue that we were discussing earlier in the game, not a problem for Gudra, sinking both of those free throws, and has been overall a net positive on Twin Leaf's side, especially effort-wise.
Gudra on defense right now. Pass out to Knockdown. Over to Glalie, inside of Vivillion, who's posting up. Spin move, shot. Off the mark there, Phalanx rebounds it for Twin Leaf. Pass over to Gudra. Gudra being chased, nearly loses the ball, now drives inside, layup shot. No good, but Glalie called for the foul there. Now Gudra's heading back to the line. Twin Leaf now on the bonus as well.
Yeah, Gudra's done a great job of being in the right place at the right time to cause that foul. You want a player to have that effort.
Take a break. Take a break.
Being able to, you know, force the defender to make a tough choice. That shot right there, Gudra driving in so fast, defender had to basically just push him. Not too hard, but of course enough of the foul.
Gudra sinks that first free throw. It's now only a 3-point game. Viridian up 65-62. With 1 minute and 13 seconds left on the clock. Second free throw shot here. Gudra sinks it. Has been pretty good overall in this game.
Yeah, right now, for free throw shooting, both teams, Twin Leaf has missed two in this entire game. Viridian one, despite double-digit attempts. That's very good, I think, overall.
Inside lane opportunity. The layup is good. Great shot there. Look at those Cray Dilly with that shot.
Hey, Cray Dilly has been great on defense. Not much points-wise. 5 points and 2 of 5 shooting. But it's been pretty solid defensively when on the court.
Lean inside. Layup top. Layup attempt. Perfer grabs their own rebound. Puts up a layup. And now that's a foul. That's Glalie's second foul.
I'll be heading to the line for two free throw shots here. Twin Leaf has decided on these last few possessions that we will pressure the defense and force them to foul. It seems like trying to use Viridian's over-aggressive defense to an extreme now, and actively trying to, you know, force a couple of bad, you know, shots here.
Two shots.
Or force a couple of defenders to make bad decisions on what are, frankly, in my opinion, bad shots.
Two free throw opportunities here. The first one is good. Twin Leaf has continued their dominance from the free throw line. As Glalie is going to head off court now. Scyther coming in on Viridian's side. No changes on Twin Leaf's lineup.
And these last 42 seconds, at the very least, looks like Twin Leaf is going to try to stick to what they've got.
Second free throw attempt here for Furfuru. Sinks it in. And we're back to a 2-point game. Viridian up 67-65. Scyther brings it up court for Viridian.
Yeah, this screams to me with how much time is left. 2-for-1 opportunity.
Screen. Scyther drives inside. Tough shot. And now that's a foul. Phalanx called for the foul there. Crowd not liking this one bit. Phalanx called for the foul. Comes two free throw shots here. Crowd still continuing to boo.
Yeah, they really did not like that call. I could see that call going 50-50 either way.
First shot was missed. The crowd excited about that. Vivillon going out on Viridian side in lieu of Kofagrigus. Again, Twin Leaf not making any adjustments. And Scyther. Second shot here is good.
You saw after that foul, actually, Scyther was talking to a couple of fans in the stand. I'm not sure what exactly that was about.
Aelings with the ball for Twin Leaf. Tie this game up potentially, but for now, hand off to Snorlax. Furfuru on the far side corner. To Gudra, fakes the three, inside to Phalanx. Back out to Furfuru. To Swallowed. Swallowed gonna force up a long three. Hits the rim, no good. Galarian Mr. Mime with the rebound. Over to Cradilli. Forces up a long shot. And that's in and out of the rim, no good. Viridian now with the slim lead, 68-65. We'll be right back, listening to the ARBA on Adored Region Sports, the fourth quarter, just moments away. We are back here. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports as we get set for the fourth and final quarter, probably. We'll see. We've already had one overtime game this season. But what will likely be the final quarter of this matchup between the Viridian Gamblers and the Twin Leaf Storm. Viridian up 68-65 over Twin Leaf, who's come back from what was at one point in this game early on an 18-point deficit. Phalanx inside, dunks it in. Now it has dropped the lead down to a single point. Ready enough, 68-67.
Yeah, this has been a great game so far. We saw Viridian get up to an early lead in the first quarter and a half, and then since then.
Serena called for the foul there. That was Scyther, and that driving layup shot. Scyther has already had a couple of choice words for the crowd. Continues to have a couple of choice comments. Scyther has calmed down a little bit. Now at the free throw line. This is the first one. Scyther has struggled from free throw range in this game. Cradilli is going to be heading off court on Twin Leaf side, or on Viridian side, sorry, in lieu of Go-Goat. Twin Leaf not making any changes, it seems. Second shot by Scyther. Off the mark there. Phalanx with the rebound. Ambrose with the ball now for Twin Leaf. Missing both free throw shots. That's rough. Try to post up. Decides not to. Now drives inside. At the 3-point line again. Gets a screen. Pull up. Long two. In and out. Back of the rim. Scyther grabs that board. Bring it up court now. Scyther. Inside. Go-Go. Layup is good. Now here we go. Twin Leaf. Serena with the ball now. Over to Decidueye. Then to Ampharos. Ampharos. Pass out. Phalanx from three. No good. Serena with the offensive rebound though. Dunks it in. Over Scyther. What a posterizer that was.
What a play. That was fantastic. Grabbing that offensive rebound and then just jumping straight up right over Scyther.
Scyther, who has the ball right now. Tough shot. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Kofagrigus, I think, with the offensive putback there. Here comes Serena now. Viridian just barely staying afloat over Twin Leaf, who continues to try to look for an opportunity to keep his lead finally. Decidueye with the ball now for Twin Leaf. Looks like they get a switch of defender to the screen. Unable to work now. Pull up, long two. No good. Seismitoad with the board. Over to Kofagrigus. Kofagrigus driving inside. Tough shot is good. Sinks it in.
Yeah, that was a tough shot there. Span around twice. And then on the second spin, just fades back.
Thanks to Decidueye, to Serena on the near side. Now back to Phalanx on midfield. It's a screen, decides not to go for it, pulls up three, off the mark there. Scyther rebounds it. Scyther over to Gogo. Gogo, step back, pulls up mid-range shot, off the mark. Phalanx with the board for Twinleaf, over to Decidueye. Decidueye gonna drive up court on the far side, hands off to Phalanx, inside, step back. Shot from the paint is good.
Oh, it's wild to see. This game has been so tantalizingly close to being a lead switch, and we just have not seen a Viridian just pushing off Twinleaf.
Go-goat. Off shot off the backboard is good.
Go-goat already 19 points in this game and been very good in the second half, shooting 57%. 19 points total in this game, 9 of those points in the second half on great shooting splits.
Phalanx with the ball for Twinleaf, drives inside. Has a mismatch they want, posting up. Paint, shot. The hook shot, no good. Scyther with the rebound. Over to Seismitoad now. Seismitoad driving inside at the free throw line. Over to Scyther. Off shot, no foul call there. Grabs their own rebound, put back is good. We've seen this lead now build up. Viridian up 78-71 now. It's a 7-point game with 8:18 remaining. Inside, Ampharos with the ball, fakes a shot a couple times and then puts that shot up and in off the backboard. A lot of layups in the second half. Papagrigas now with the ball for Viridian. Gamblers are going to call a timeout. Viridian up 78-73 with exactly 8 minutes remaining. You're listening to the ARBA on Aduran Region Sports. We'll be back after this.
Let me share a secret with you. I am a sucker for dice. Running a campaign for 2 years will do that to you. Now, the biggest question comes from where to get those dice. After all, getting the coolest dice for your character is incredibly important to truly get a feel for your character. This is where Only Crits comes in. Only Crits comes in and not only provides the dice for your tabletop game, but also provides settings and pre-written adventures so you can get back to the most important part of the game, having fun. With accessories, cases, and trays to add to your dice, you'll enter your next adventure with all of the equipment you need. Interested in getting something for you or a friend? Well, here are some bonuses that you can take advantage of right now. Free shipping on orders over $100, a free adventure included with every order, and best of all, using the link in the description and using the discount code ADURIN, that's A-H-D-U-R-I-N, gets you 10% off your entire order. Get yourself the dice for your next adventure with Only Crits, and reminder, the discount code ADURIN for 10% off your entire order. And we are back. Viridian has a 5-point lead here, and the ball as well, as we get set for... That ball was tipped out of bounds. It's now Gambler's ball again. Viridian has been basically just hanging on to this lead. At one point, it was very comfortable. Early in the second quarter, if you're just joining us, Viridian had an 18-point lead over Twinleaf. It looked like this was going to be a comfortable win for Viridian. Instead, Twinleaf, since halfway through the second quarter, has been storming back and now on the doorstep of this victory. But right into this fourth quarter has been keeping them off their back.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done a great job of just forcing the tough shots, the tough plays.
Seismitoad off the backboard, misses it. Decidueye with the rebound for Twinleaf. Pass up to Serena. Over to Decidueye.
Seismitoad has not hit a shot in this game. 0-for-5, only 2 points overall.
Snorlax gonna post up spinning. Hook shot is good. And we're once again at that doorstep.
Snorlax right now 19 points, 16 of them inside the paint. This is now a 3-point game.
Scyther at the 3-point line now. The crowd here in Twinleaf just wanting to see that upset. Seismitoad drives inside, loses the ball, but that's a foul. Oh, what a terrible play there, defensively, that gives up that foul shot.
That crowd just feels deflated now. That was a perfect opportunity. It was a tough shot that was going to be the attempt there. It's a little bit too much contact. Now Seismitoad can try to go through the free throw line and add to total. Again, still has not made a shot, but the free throw attempts. 3-for-3, if I'm not mistaken.
After that first free throw shot, they are now 3-for-3. Now this one, put Viridian over 80. Seismitoad, put them at 80, is good. It's a 5-point game once again. Viridian up 80 to 75 with 7:13 remaining. Twinleaf just needs a little bit extra to get over the top. They have not done it as of yet. Dives inside the free throw line now, looking for an opportunity. Double team. Over to Snorlax. Inside, Sarina. Tough shot. Reverse layup is good. 3-1 lead once again there.
Yeah, Viridian's bringing the double team now on both big men, I think. Snorlax and Obstagoon. But they've been the threat so far.
Drives inside. Tough shot. Blocked there. I believe that was Ampharos with the block. Sarina with the ball. Hand off to Decidueye. To Obstagoon. Spin move. Inside. Euro step. Is good. It's a 1-point game.
Obstagoon already doing something very, very impressive. 16 points, 15 rebounds. Has been a major impact in this game.
Scyther with the ball, hovering behind the 3-point line. Now driving inside. Guarded heavily by Obstagoon. Scyther back out to Glalie. Pull up mid-range. No good. Obstagoon with the rebound there. Hand off to Decidueye. They've got an opportunity here. Snorlax drives inside. The layup, no good. Glalie, great defense. Took off Agrigas now. At the 3-point line, it's a pseudo screen by Glalie. Goes inside. Now posting up. Glalie, layup, no good, but fouled on the play. Snorlax called for the foul. He's not happy about this one.
Now, you know it's not great when Snorlax is jumping around wondering what's going on. Glalie now going to head to the line for 2 points. Just when the Twinleaf crowd here thought this was it, this was their chance, Viridian heads to the line to now build this lead back up a little bit.
Viridian currently up 80 to 79 with 5:40 remaining. This game has been tense. Everyone in the crowd on their feet right now to try to stop this free throw shot. Every shot, every point matters. Glalie hits that first one. Now, here it is. Second free throw shot here for Glalie. Shot is off the mark. Obstagoon with the rebound. Over to Decidueye now. Decidueye brings it up court for Twinleaf. Drives inside. Decidueye stolen by Seismitoad. Pass up to Scyther. Scyther has the open lane. Decides not to do it. Cross court. 3-point shot. Off the mark there. Over to Sarina now. Sarina for Twinleaf with the ball on the far side. Gonna drive inside. Pull up mid-range. Block. Snorlax with the rebound. Dunks it in! It's a tie game!
What a play there by Snorlax. Just making sure that they had the ball in their eyes. As soon as that ball was loose, grabbing that and then just slams it in.
Scyther now for Viridian. Tough shot. Off the mark. Obstagoon with the board. Is this the moment that Twinleaf has been waiting for? It's a tie game. Decidueye. Out to Ampharos on the far corner. Gets a screen, not effective. Tough mid-range shot is off the mark. Glalie with the rebound. Over to Kofagrigas. 4:38 on the clock. We're tied at 81. Scyther dunks it in themselves. And Viridian gets the lead back once again, just as Twinleaf had the game in their grasp.
There's still 4:20 remaining right now. There's still time.
Pass out to Obstagoon for three. Off the mark. Grabs their own rebound. The layup. Off the mark there. Grabs another rebound. And now fouled. Go-Goat with the foul. Now Obstagoon with an opportunity to tie this game back up.
Yeah, these two free throw, every shot matters at this point. So every free throw shot matters. We'll see how that impacts the thought process here by Obstagoon.
First shot. Is good. It is 83-82 with 4 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. These final minutes are going to be critical for the success of either team.
Now, right now, forget everything that has happened in this game so far. It is these last 4 minutes that will make or break this team. Both teams, in fact.
Obstikun's second shot is good. It's a tie game. Crowd excited at this point. Confagrigus brings it up for Viridian. On the far side, it's Goga posting up, has a lane. That's a foul. Ampharos called for the foul there. The crowd hates this one.
Yeah, I'll tell you this right now. The crowd has not been a fan of the refs this game, and that will only be exasperated as this game continues on.
Two free throw attempts here for Viridian to build that lead that they've had so long. Back up, first free throw is off the mark.
Viridian has struggled this second half in making free throw shots. That is coming to fruition here. That they were starting off the game fantastic, but we've seen so many missed shots. So many clutch missed shots as well.
Goga's second free throw attempt is off the mark. Obstikun with the rebound. It's a pass up now. Ampharos with the ball. Over to Serena, who decides to let the clock tick. Inside, Obstikun misses the rebound. Misses that shot. Sorry, Glalie with the rebound. Confagrigus now for Viridian. Up court to Seismitoad. Going to drive inside. Step back. Mid-range. No good. Obstikun rebounds it for Twin Leaf. Over to Serena now. It's a tie game still. Inside. Snorlax. Tough shot. Blocked by Glalie. Gogo now bring it back forth. Both teams running fast. Gogo inside. In the mid-range area on the far side, trying to find an open opportunity. Tough shot, fade away. Rolls around the rim, no good. Cypher puts the shot up. Obstikun called for goaltending. That'll count as a basket. Which means Viridian retakes the lead, 85-83.
Yeah, Obstikun just a little too aggressive on that rebound. Came up before that ball was out. That would be a goaltending indeed.
Side Snorlax gets the pump fake. Tough shot. No good. Glalie rebounds it. An opportunity for Viridian to add to the lead. Seismitoad inside. Layup attempt. Gets through. It's good. Viridian building the lead back up.
Yeah, right now on similar shot attempts. Gamblers 39% shooting. Storm 37%. Overall, and the majority of both team shots have been two-point shots.
Serena out. Obstikun with the ball at midfield. Gets a screen inside. Layup is no good, but Scyther called for their third foul. That's a shooting foul. That's two free throw shots here.
This game has quite literally been the embodiment of just the Viridian team having their hand out on Twin Leaf, who is forcing themselves to come in. It's like Viridian trying to close a door and Twin Leaf constantly pressuring, trying to open that door. And every time an opportunity is there for Twin Leaf to go and finally get that door open, Viridian able to get some extra effort. Now here's another attempt at pushing that door open.
First free throw is missed. That's a critical miss right there. It's an 87-83 game with 2:44 left on the clock. Still anyone's game at this point. Obstikun's second shot is good. It's a three-point game now.
Now, right now in the second half, Viridian shooting 7 of 14 from free throw range. Otherwise, this game would be a lot further apart. Twin Leaf, meanwhile, 9 for 10. That missed shot by Obstikun was the only missed free throw of the second half on Twin Leaf's side.
Scyther briefly double-teamed over to Seismitoad to Gogo. Out to Confagrigus. Mid-range shot on the far side is off the mark. Obstikun with the rebound. Serena with the ball now. Near side, three-point line. Out to midcourt, inside, a step back. Decides not to take a shot. Over to Obstikun. Tough layup. Off the mark, grabs their own rebound, and puts it in. It's a one-point game again. Scyther with the ball now, 87-86. Less than 2 minutes remaining. Crowd yelling for defense, shouting for defense. Confagrigus hands off to Scyther. Scyther has a lane and the layup. is good.
Yeah, Scyther already 22 points in this game.
Not to Obstagoon. Obstagoon at the far side, 3-point line in the corner. Double team. Pressure's in. That's a block. Scyther with the block there. Inside, Gogo. Layup is good. And Viridian. Another push. And this might be the dagger.
Yeah, Dwindleaf has to score on this possession and stop the next one. If both of those don't happen, it might be over.
Obstagoon inside. Tough shot in the paint. Pressure's inside. Loses the ball. Glalie with great defense. Over to Kafagrikas now. Outside, Gogo. Inside, Scyther. Layup is good. Storm, call a timeout. That's 24 points for Scyther. 20 of them in the paint. Viridian up 93-86 with a minute, 2 seconds remaining. You're listening to the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. We'll be right back after this.
What if your purchases of games help support charities across the world? That's where Humble Bundle comes into play. Humble Bundle is a company that sells games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at great prices while also supporting different charities in the process. You're able to get games through their site, but their specialties are their bundles. Limited time, pay what you want offers, which can include so much stuff. Their bundles can be game bundles, ebooks to improve your skills, or even video and audio tools to take your creations over the top. If you're interested in these bundles or want to see what else is available, use the link in the description below. By using that link, a portion of your purchases will help support the content that I create across all sorts of shows. You can even modify the donation amounts on most products and customize how your purchase supports everyone. Again, use the link below and check out Humble Bundle today.
Player of the game, Alfred, in your opinion?
Oh, at this point, I think it's pretty clear. It's Scyther. Scyther has been a menace inside in the paint. 24 points, 20 of them in the paint. I think 18 of them, something along those lines, have been inside that restricted zone. A couple of points in mid-range. It has been pretty good on the assists as well.
Leaf able to advance the ball now. Serena, well behind the three-point line, now drives inside. Step back, mid-range shot. Off the mark, Glalie with the rebound. Seismitoad over to Scyther. They decide not to foul here. It's a 7-point game. Scyther is going to stall the clock, it seems.
Yeah, at this point, the game is pretty much all but over. Glalie
with the ball there. Tough defense. No good. Obstagoon with the rebound. There's a slight chance here. Snorlax going to drive. I'm back at the 3-point line. Now drives inside. The hook shot off the mark. Tries to put that dunk back in, but Scyther able to grab that ball. Scyther looking for an opportunity now on the post. Double teamed. Inside. Back out. Go for three. Puts it in, and that'll do it. That's the dagger.
Yeah, a 10-point game here as Serena tries to bring it up court.
Serena long three. Off the mark. Snorlax with the rebound. Back out. Serena tries another three. No good. That ball goes out of bounds with 2.2 seconds remaining. It's gambler's ball. That will do it. That'll wrap up this game. And both teams now doing massive substitutions for those last 2 seconds. Just getting the backups in. This is all but over.
Yeah, what was a phenomenal game for the most part. Ends here. Viridian away with the victory.
A 96-86 victory for Viridian, who gets their win this game. Twin Leaf. Have to try again next time. The home crowd possibly entertained, but certainly not happy with the results. For everyone listening, this has been the ARBA on Adoran Region Sports. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time.